Hi, my name is John Waddington. I'm the Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, hi, I'm Rafael Nunez. I am an alternate director.
So what are you guys going to be doing between now and the 4th?
Well, to begin with, we're trying to put together the schedule for the 4th of July event itself. Starting in June, we have our three queen candidates who will start selling food and selling tickets to raise funding for the 4th of July. And as of now, we're trying to get more input from the public for new events and people who can help us with the steady events that happen every year.
What would some of those events be?
Some of those events are going to be log rolling, egg toss, street games, the queen contest, scrap fishing.
We've got other events. There's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that we're fairly certain will be continuing this year. There's also a fun run.
And there's going to be other ideas that we're currently manifesting and coordinating, trying to get everything coordinated so that it can be a splash of a 4th of July.
This is kind of a huge event, I know, around town, and it's going to take a lot of people to put this together. So where would you be looking for people to help you out?
Well, we do need people to help chair events. There's always need for people helping in just about every event. The parade is a big thing with coordination. We have a chairperson for that, but I am sure that the more people that can help with everything, the better things will be.
Are there any new events that you know of that are going to be happening this year?
Well, we're just now tossing around ideas for new events. We're open certainly to people who would like to see something new or have ideas. And if you do have an idea, the big thing is that we do need people to run those. New ideas tend to come in every year, but we don't really have the manpower to make it happen without people volunteering and helping out.
What are your favorite events from the 4th of July? What do you have the most fun doing personally?
Well, I've been involved with the log rolling since I was probably about 18 years old. I've yet to take first place, but every year I go down there for that. I really like the street games, the running races, and the egg toss is always a lot of fun. Anything that gets all the people together to really enjoy the event.
Yeah, and this is going to be my first 4th of July here in Wrangell, so I've heard a lot of great, great things about the 4th of July events.
One of the things that Rafael brought up in our meeting yesterday is that we're looking for people for the talent show, which is on July 3rd, and we can be using musical guests, skits, any type of comedy, or any type of talent that you have. We're happy to have you involved in that event. One of the other things we were looking at was perhaps some roving street musicians.
So that was an idea that we were tossing around, and hopefully, you know, we can make it happen. So, you know, just inviting musicians to go out on the streets and play their music. You know, take your violins, your guitars, your drums, your pianos, and have a good time on the streets. You know, those are ideas that we're thinking about right now.
Oh, that sounds very neat. It sounds like it'll be a good time. What can we expect this 4th of July to look like? Will it look pretty much the same as the last few years, or are you going to be structuring anything differently?
Well, we're hoping to spread the entire event out throughout the town. A lot over the past years, things have kind of gotten grouped together right by the Elks and Wells Fargo parking lot. In the past, quite a bit in the past, the booths for food and games were strung out throughout the entire town. So anywhere you went, there was things to do. Everybody wasn't all smashed together right in one spot.
It wasn't a one big mosh pit.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked you about yet?
I would just like to invite, you know, as many volunteers as possible in the community, and just remember that this is a community effort. You know, the 4th of July, America's Independence Day, we're celebrating it as a community, and just keep up the Wrangell tradition of having the best and the most awesomest 4th of July ever.
Also, on the same note, it's a lot of times people remember the 4th of July as being a great time, a huge celebration, but we have to remember that there are people behind the scenes that make it happen. And if more people don't continue to volunteer and step up to give us a hand, it makes it much tougher on the people who are trying to make it happen.
Thank you both for coming in today.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.